So, we went and saw the new Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Yay! I just wanted to say that because a bit of that. Yes.
We thought we might talk about it, so we warned those of you who haven't seen it yet, there may be a few spoilers in this. So,
The spoilers are overrated. It's not that big a deal, but that's all right. Yeah. This is a warning.
This is the official spoiler alert.
What do you think?
Did you actually think
Nah, it was crap. No, I didn't think it was crap. I thought it was mediocre, which was disappointing.
I also felt somewhat dissatisfied with it.
Well, I think you're selling it short. It did the main thing it was meant to do. It erased episodes 1 to 3 from human memory.
I'm not sure that it was actually meant to do that.
It was clearly meant to do that. Because
it
starts
meant
out
to do it by being incredibly tame and boring and just recreating what they know is going to work.
Well,
It picks up 30 years after episode 6.
But see, this is the thing. If it picks up 30 years after episode 6, I guess when I first thought episode 6, my brain went, Vader's dead, so everything will crumble and fall apart. You know, the bad guys are dead. Well, I kind of guess I expected things to become good after that. Clearly they didn't become
good. At the time I did, and then I thought, hang on, and all they've really done is killed
a
figurehead. I mean, there's a lot more to do to remove a government and kill one guy.
They killed the main bad guy, the name of whom eludes me entirely at the moment.
But it's an empire.
The Emperor. They killed the Emperor as well as Vader, so you'd expect things to disintegrate to some extent. Anyway.
But clearly that hasn't happened, and we've got a new set of baddies who look suspiciously like Hitler Youth.
That's true. Okay, dissatisfaction. All right, my dissatisfaction, I guess, is that I was expecting more from it, but if I do look at it as, yes, wiping out the prequels and resetting it for people who haven't seen the other ones, so for a new generation, then I guess it works.
Yep.
But it is so much like episode 4, with bits of 5 and 6 thrown
in.
And considering they all have the same writer, that actually makes sense.
I wanted to criticise it for being so much like the early ones, but I can't, because it's clearly a deliberate choice on you don't make it that close.
Yes.
Unless it's a publicity producer's plan to make it that close.
It was done
that
because
I still wanted something else.
They had to go back to 4 to 6 and make it quite clear that it's in that line. It's got nothing to do with 1 to 3.
It might be part of it, but it's what made it mediocre.
To be fair, they did do a few interesting new things. I mean, we saw some old faces. We Han Solo, Chewbacca, and General Leia.
Yeah.
Nicely accorded her appropriate rank and title.
Absolutely,
I thought.
And the old guy in the robe at the end.
Yeah.
You can guess who that is.
And we had a new quest because Skywalker has been missing and everyone's trying to figure out where he's gone. So there's a MacGuffin, there's a map that everyone's chasing.
We've been exploring the galaxy for hundreds of years, and apparently we don't know a big chunk of it, but we have to find a random map that someone left to happen to show it a big chunk that we strangely are missing.
Yeah, and surprise, surprise, the map was concealed in a small, cute little robot. What else is new?
They got into the cute robot.
Yeah, but there were
awfully cute, that robot.
There were some good new characters. The Scavenger Rey, clearly competent. Female lead. A strong, competent female lead. We haven't seen one of those in Star Wars, really.
Leia
was...
Best known for wandering around in her slave uniform.
No, she wasn't. Best known by males for wandering around in her slave uniform.
Exactly.
And some women, admittedly. But she did do other really interesting things.
The first
things.
One, she was damn good in
she
the
was
first
damn
one. The whole point, you're too short to be a stormtrooper.
Yeah,
fair enough. But here we've got someone who's clearly strong in the Force and is female and is competent and capable of doing stuff, including repairing the Millennium Falcon.
Well, that's true.
Oops.
Well, maybe not repairing it, but she knew what had happened.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was a spoiler, wasn't it? Oh, shit.
Never mind. The other origin character was a...
I'm so pleased there's a spoiler way of warning on this one.
The other origin character was the deserter from the Stormtroopers.
Yes, Finn.
Finn, yeah.
Oops, spoiler there too.
Yeah, but I mean,
we said there would be spoilers. It's kind of obvious. We can't really talk about Star Wars without saying who the characters are, really.
Now, okay, they repeated some things from earlier, but the fact there were some new interesting characters is important.